The Secretary of Defense says the United States is preparing to evacuate around 1,000 troops from northern Syria as quickly as possible. In an interview with CBS's Face the Nation, Secretary Mark Esper said the president told him to begin a withdrawal of forces from the region. It comes just a week after President Trump opened the door to a Turkish offensive in northern Syria against Kurdish forces. For more on the consequences of this move, we are joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Aaron David Miller, senior fellow at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace and a former State Department Middle East advisor. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Pleasure.
So are we saying that right now that the consequences are that we are abandoning our Kurdish allies?
I mean, I think there's no doubt that this president, risk-averse and eager to fulfill a campaign pledge, is essentially continuing the process, frankly, begun under his predecessor of not having a sustainable policy in Syria. We have 1,000 forces deployed and not much leverage against the much more powerful and more committed Iranians, Turks, and even the Assad regime, all of whom have a vital interest in Syria, and we do not. The problem is that the president, in an effort to fulfill this campaign pledge in a haphazard manner, decided to redeploy a number of forces that served as a tripwire, an important one, in order to stabilize that very sensitive area. In the face of Turkish president's determination to launch this incursion, president obviously decided that he had enough, and he wanted to withdraw from Syria or redeploy now for the last 2 years. Consequences are to make a unbelievably difficult mess even messier. You've now got reports of executions of Kurdish fighters, Kurdish prisoners by Syrian Arabs backed by the Turks. You've got reports of prisons being emptied of at least ISIS supporters' families. The Americans have grabbed some of the more high-profile prisoners and taken them into custody. But I think it's fair to say that this reflects the fact that we don't have a policy. And ultimately, both the Congress, a Democratic administration, and a Republican administration has never summoned up the will or skill to essentially determine that we have a vital national interest in Syria. We probably don't. But this move, I think, premature and precipitous, is only going to make the situation, from a humanitarian perspective, a hell of a lot worse.
And does it also give ISIS the room to rebuild?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's clear, you know, the notion that somehow we can defeat ISIS as we defeated Germany and Japan during the Second World War is kind of an illusion. The previous administration, and this one, has dismantled the physical caliphate, the proto-terror state that ISIS had established. But you've got thousands of ISIS fighters in Syria and making a resurgence in Iraq. The real question for the United States is not whether ISIS is resurgent. The real question is whether the Islamic State will be able to plan attacks beyond Syria and Iraq against the U.S. homeland. That's the critical issue here. And one last point I think it's important to add, you know, there's not been a single successful jihadi-related terrorist attack against the continental United States since 9/11. All of the attacks that have been carried out in jihadi-related incidents have all been carried out by U.S. citizens or permanent legal residents. So the real question is, we have a real stake in combating this kind of behavior at home, and we're going to need the 3 million American Muslims as allies in this fight.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. That's Aaron David Miller, senior fellow at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace and a former State Department Middle East advisor.